Thunder Bay. Kent Merrip wasn't thrilled with the way his TBATL Major League of Curling match played out on Wednesday night. But he'll take the final result. Merrip was leading Brian Burgess 6-3 heading into the eighth and final end, but gave up three and was forced to an extra end draw to the button to decide the outcome. He stuck his stone to the button to claim a 7-6 win, Burgess falling for the second straight week after scoring three in the final end to force the extra shot. We were up by three and just trying to keep it clean. I got a little carried away with my last rock and popped it a little and jammed it. He had an easy draw for three to tie, Merrip said. At least my sweepers, Joel, Adams, and Andrew, Hackner, were great. That's what we needed to pull that one off. Merrip jumped out in front in the first end, scoring a single, and stole another in the second to lead Burgess 2-0. Burgess, 2-4, tied it with a pair in the third, but Merrip took the lead again in the fourth, picking up one, then doubled his lead with another steal in the fifth to go up 4-2. A deuce in the seventh seemingly put the game out of reach, but Burgess refused to back down and made the most of his chances to score the three he needed to tie and send it beyond regulation. Merrip said at that point, it's just a matter of settling down. You've got to think you've just got to park it and make sure you can give it to the sweepers. There's nothing worse than throwing and they're just looking at it. Burgess shot first and left it back 4 foot. The win evened Marup's record at 3-3, though he only collected 2 points for not finishing it off in 8 ends. It leaves him alone in 7th place in the standings, tied for the final playoff spot with Frank Morissette, who edged longtime rival Al Hackner 6-5, the winning point also coming on a shot to the button. We need those wins because the playoffs are coming up, so at least we're back to .500, Merrip said. There are a lot of teams below us now. All but one of the teams are below Krista McCarville, Sarah Potts, Ashley Sipala and Oye Samwan, who continued their winning ways over Trevor Bonneau's squad, downing them 7-4 in a match that went down to the final stone. Jordan Potter took the helm for Bonnet, who is seeking a second Canadian Mixed Curling Championship in Canmore, Alta, advancing to the championship round with a 5-1 round-robin record. The Olympic hopeful McCarville, who had one eye on the action in Alberta, said she's a little surprised her team is 5-0, tied with Corey Carr. It's kind of shocking because we don't usually do so well in Major League. But this year we have a different sense of focus. Every game is very meaningful, because we don't have too many games, McCarville said. Tied 1-1, they jumped in front for good with a steal of three in the third, though Potter kept them honest, scoring one in the fourth and stealing one in the fifth to close the gap to 4-3. It was actually quite shocking that it happened, McCarville said of the third end steal. The ice was a little tricky and pretty straight. His last one curled and happened to tick one of ours and pushed us in and gave us a steal of three. In other action, Gary Weiss needed just 6 ends to down Ben Mickelson 8-3, while Carr stayed perfect, scoring 2 in the 8th to edge Dylan Johnston 5-4. Mike Desilets downed Brittany Millette 8-2 and Dallas Burgess won for a second straight week, coming from behind to defeat Jonathan Velinga 5-3. We've been playing really solid lately, coming out and playing our game, and we fell back a little bit early, but were able to bounce back, just like last week, Burgess said.